exciting times up on the Gold Coast with busy yearling inspections underway ahead of the 2018 Gold Coast Magic Millions yearling sale, which begins on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Barry Bowditch, who is the incoming managing director of the company, joins us on the program this morning. How are you, Barry?
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, no, fantastic. It's great up here at the Gold Coast at the moment. The horses are rolling in on the complex. There's plenty of buyers around and getting into a busy week.
It's always a great energy, isn't it, the lead into the sale with the inspections taking place and all the speculation that might be going on?
Exactly. Well, first sale of the year, you know, everyone anticipates, everyone gets very excited just to be a part of it and, you know, anticipates what the market's going to be. No one actually knows until we sort of get underway, but it's good to get people here and to get into the vibe, and with the weather as good as it is at the moment and the vibe with the carnival beginning, you know, we've got the polo on today, which we've got a big crowd expected out there, and then we roll into the barrier draw and the launch party on Tuesday down at the beach at Surfers Paradise, which we expect to have a big roll out there, and then we get into the sale on Wednesday, which, you know, as I said, you know, there's a good, solid catalogue here, very consistent lot of horses, plenty of racehorses here, so we're quite excited to get rolling.
The polo's been a popular addition to the carnival fixture, hasn't it?
It has. You know, well, today, you know, we've got our new ambassador, Polo Ralph Lauren Ambassador Nacho Figueroa, who's flown in with his daughter for the week, and he'll be playing, as well as we've got a jockey and trainer game today, which Hugh Bowman's a part of. So Mick Price, I think, is playing as well. So it'll be pretty exciting day. It's a great spectacle, and we've got a beautiful day for it.
Mm. So book one, the sale begins on Wednesday at 10 a.m. and will run through until Saturday night. 853 horses catalogued this year. Barry, how do you sum up the catalogue this year?
It's our biggest lineup ever. 853 is the most we've ever had in book one, which I think instills a great depth in our catalogue this year. You know, the catalogue, it's gone to a new level with the consistency of the types. We've got better pedigrees than we've ever had before, and the feedback we're getting off the buyers, you know, we had sort of 80-plus inspectors go up to the Hunter Valley. You know, buyers come to the Hunter Valley there in December and go through a lot of the yearlings up there, 500 yearlings. And the feedback we've got since then has been quite phenomenal. So, you know, the lead into the sale is built from there, and we're pretty excited by what we've got, and we're hoping there's a few more Winxes and Capitalists and Dissidents and horses that'll shape people's lives and change them. So we're pretty excited by what we've got.
The company always works very hard to attract a strong international buying bench. How's that looking this year?
Yeah, we're in good shape. We've got buyers coming from a lot of Asians coming into town for the sale, China and Hong Kong and Singapore, as well as we've got a good representation from Europe. A lot of the key agents from Europe are here in town. And then obviously America, we've got a good representation from there again. So, you know, from an international point of view, we've worked quite hard to obviously build our brand and promote the sale to them. And we've got good representation from all over the world this year, which we're pleased about.
And are the South Africans prominent?
The South Africans will be here. You know, the Rand doesn't make it easy for them, but we'll have a handful of South Africans here as well. But due to the Rand, it's not an easy task for them to compete in. But we'll have a few here, for sure.
And what about on the domestic side of things? Who are you expecting to be the leading players?
Oh, I think, you know, I don't think too much will change. You know, we'll have James Harron do it. He does his colt funds and his, you know, new exciting filly syndication, and he'll have the Gate Waterhouses and all the key trainers. I expect to be at the forefront of the market, but I think, you know, the depth in the domestic market due to the prize money we've got and, you know, the vibe within our racing industry, you know, I just think it's so deep, and, you know, a lot of all these syndicators doing such a good job to promote our product that makes it very easy to market our yearlings within Australia. So we're quite excited about all that.
And how do you see the success of the Everest concept, which was introduced for the first time last year, impacting on the sale?
Oh, it's only a positive. You know, to put that amount of prize money out and then for it to be won by an Australian horse that we were fortunate enough to sell and a syndicator actually raced. So, you know, it gives everyone a hope, doesn't it? You know, everyone's living the dream. So with that with that sort of horse doing what it's done, it gives everyone the dream to compete.
And the actual Magic Millions race day, which takes place on the 13th of January, is also making it much more attractive for people to buy at the sale with the hope of eventually racing at that meeting, which offers so much in prize money.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's basically exclusive just to our sales graduates, and having a $10 million day here at the Gold Coast, you know, over the last six to eight weeks, you know, the build-up into it, all the horses trying to qualify for not only for the two-rod race, but every other race, you know, getting their prize map and their benchmarks up. You know, the build-up to it this year has been extraordinary, and we're very pleased with the fields we've got. We've got, you know, great nominations, quality horses in each race, and we're quite excited by what the fields look like they're going to be come Saturday.
And the quality of that race day has improved quite dramatically, hasn't it, in recent years, Barry?
Well, you put the prize money on, you get the horses, don't you? You know, like last year, having the Huston Eagles or the Stratum Stars buffering 2 years ago, we're getting the best horses that Australia has to offer to come here and race, you know. And, you know, it's mid-season for them, you know. It's not the spring, it's not the autumn. So to be able to attract these horses to our race day, we're extremely proud of what the day's become.
And Barry, how's Book 2 looking as a catalogue? That sale, of course, begins on Sunday, the 14th of January.
Yeah, no, the Book 2, those horses are here on the grounds as well at the moment, and there's a lot of lovely horses amongst them. You know, obviously some of them don't have the pedigree of the Book 1 horses, but it's a good, solid catalogue. We've gone out and selected those yearlings, and, you know, F Troop, who was bought as a favourite for the Magic Millions, he was bought out of that sale last year. Hoots, and the year before the Magic Millions winner, she was bought out of Book 2, so there'll be obviously some good horses in amongst that. So, you know, I do tell buyers not to leave early. There'll be still some nice horses come Book 2.
And Godolphin are expected to be playing at the sale this year.
Yeah, obviously, I speak to Vin quite often, you know, about it. And, they're not sure exactly what they're going to do. But, you know, the indication is that they might sign a docket or two and take it from there. So I don't think they're going to set the sale results alight. But it'd be great to see them participate at any level.
Longer term, it certainly does change the game for them and the industry a bit, doesn't it?
It does. What they've done worldwide this year, and now they're going to take it on here in Australia. It's quite exciting, and I guess with all the changes there, it's a very positive look for the outfit.
And how do you manage your energy levels over this next couple of weeks, Barry? How will you be feeling come close of sale on the 16th?
Well, it's an arduous week. It's all a blur this week. You just sort of go on to the next day, whether you're hosting people at dinner or, you know, building to the sale. You know, it comes and goes quite quickly. And obviously after that, Vin leaves and I step into his shoes. So, it's not too far away, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, you must be really looking forward to that, Barry. A very exciting and deserved opportunity.
Yeah, no, I cannot wait. And, the feedback on it's all been great. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
You've certainly had plenty of grooming for the role.
Yes, exactly. You know, been doing it for quite a while now, Joe. So, the time's come to step up and looking forward to it.
Barry, thanks for talking to us on the program. All the best of luck for the next week or so up there on the Gold Coast, and enjoy the polo this afternoon.
Excellent. Appreciate your time, Joe. Thank you.
That's Barry Bowditch, who will take over as Managing Director of Magic Millions post the sale that begins on Wednesday this week. Very exciting times in the yearling sales market across Australia.